وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تصير الأمور.
Assalamu alaikum. You're watching the mailbox, and our website's called islammailbox.com. I'm Yusuf Estes. We're getting some emails in right now. Okay, this one says, somebody asked me, if Allah created the universe and everything that's in it, then who created Allah? And also, where is Allah? These are the same person sending that. And the first part of that is that we as Muslims immediately say that Allah created everything, the universe and whatever is in it. That's in the Quran many times. But when it comes to Allah, we don't talk about who created Allah because Allah is the creator. He created everything that exists, and he's without a creator, and he's without a sustainer as well. He doesn't need anything. He's totally independent from this creation that he's created. The way to think about that is that Allah is, as his names indicate, he is al-awwal, the first, the beginning, wal al-akhir, the last or the end. So he's the total epitome of both of those. He's without beginning, without end. He is always and eternal. And one of his names is as-samad, which is the eternal that is independent from any of his creation. The creation needs him. But he doesn't need... Okay, here's another one that's coming in. Okay, this one is asking about how do I share Islam with Christians about debating the Bible versus the Quran, debating Jesus versus Muhammad, and debating with them over the subject of what Islam teaches and what Christianity is teaching. Okay. First of all, I want you to understand that nobody is teaching us about Islam is about winning debates with anybody. Although there are some very rational arguments in the Quran and the teachings of Islam, at the same time, trying to do one-upmanship on somebody or showing them that my knowledge is better than your knowledge isn't what Islam is all about. In fact, what we're looking for is to people to open their hearts. And people don't open their hearts when you close their minds with arguments. It's very nice to be able to understand and present something in a nice way. In fact, if you're able to do that, maybe you'd like to have your own TV show. No problem. But at the same time, most of us out here in the world, what we're doing just day to day, we want to know, how can I get the message across to other people? The easiest way to do that is to live Islam. Let Islam be your, I guess, best advertising, because they look at you and watch you, see you behaving as you should behave as a Muslim. Now, they should be pretty convinced by that, don't you think? So let's don't worry about all the debates and things. If you do need more information, though, and would like to present it to them, go to our website, download whatever you need, audios, videos, text files, and share them with everybody. It's totally free on our website, islammailbox.com. Till next time, peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.